Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
And it is a Tuesday kind of installment of Not Necessarily the News, because the news, it never takes a whole a day. Although sometimes we wish it would.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You were going to?
Well, I mean, some days we just don't need as much news as we get.
Yeah. So enjoy this segment as we properly promoted it and prompted. Hello, our worldwide audience there on Hank Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section if you have returned after Memorial Day weekend. It was the biggest Memorial Day weekend, though, in box office history. So win one for the theaters out there. We've certainly had an issue in the past couple of years. And that's all thanks to two movies, Lilo and Stitch, the live-action remake, which, man, looks creepy, that little thing. Stitch, I don't know if they should have made that so lifelike. But either way, that ended up doing really well. $183 million. And then Tom Cruise, number two.
Number two!
Oh! And the final Mission Impossible. So, it did what, I mean, it was the best of the series that came out. $77.5 million. So not too shabby, Tom. But you couldn't beat a movie that most people knew how it ended anyway. So
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Now, coming in number three was Final Destination, Bloodlines. It was $24 million. And this story accommodates it, as it also opened worldwide in one theater in Argentina. You're watching Final Destination, which you've never seen of the 84 that have been made. They're all pretty good to a certain degree. It's all about horrible ways to meet your demise. And then in La Plata, Argentina, movie theater's roof starts caving in during Final Destination, Bloodlines, the movie. Yeah. It only missed like people by a little bit here and there. Nobody major injuries involved in anything. It's a miracle on that. But when life imitates art, if you consider Final Destination art,
tempting fate.
We'll see you at the movies.
Yeah.
Sad news for Billy Joel fans, as the legendary singer has been diagnosed with a condition called normal pressure hydrocephalus, a condition marked by fluid in the brain. It's a disorder that's been affecting his vision, his balance, as well as his hearing. As a result, he's canceled all upcoming concert, including throughout 2026. This is all per doctor's orders, and is very grateful for the care he's received. Ex-wife Christy Brinkley sent lots of love and good wishes for a full and speedy recovery. His wife Alexis thanked everyone for their support, while daughter Alexa Ray says he is the strongest and most resilient man she's ever known, before quoting dear old dad's song, Lullaby, Goodnight, My Angel.
All the best, Billy Joel. And you probably saw over the weekend the granddaddy duck, Phil Robertson, patriarch of the family behind Duck Dynasty, passing away on Sunday. 79 years old, Phil Robertson had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease over the past couple of years, seen those stories, and a blood disorder, too. So the family says that they're going to have a private service, but will, quote, share details soon about a public celebration of Phil's life. He was the founder of Duck Commander back in 72. So, and of course, the big show. He was a really nice guy, too. Got to meet him at the track a couple times over the years. So all the Robertson clan, our best to them.
Tim McGraw, not just a chart-topping singer, he is a true romantic, says the first time he ever experienced love at first sight was seeing Faith Hill on the cover of an industry magazine. Meanwhile, if you're headed to Nashville, you may want to hit him up. He's quite a tour guide. He sent out this invitation to Ed Sheeran.
Hey, Ed, we hear you wanted to come see a rodeo, so we're officially inviting you to the Music City Rodeo, so come down and see us. Cole here is going to be competing. He's going to win all the money this year. Tim's a little injured, so he's got to wait till next year's rodeo, but we'll send him to come rope you and drag you to the rodeo if you don't show up.
That's amazing. On all accounts, I had no idea Tim freelanced in rodeo. That looks fun. Good.
I'd be kind of happy to see Ed Sheeran roped and drugged to a rodeo, quite literally.
Poor Ed.
Wonder if you do that, you get his pot of gold. Not sure. Speaking of contests and gold, they start tonight. The Scripps Spelling Bee. Somewhere on your TV, you can see kids far smarter than any of us. And this will go through tomorrow. That's last year's winner, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, really good for it. It'll conclude Thursday night. And then last night, they handed out hardware. It was the, I'm sure everybody was watching, 2025 American Music Awards. American.
MAGA.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so much. Congratulations, Post Malone, favorite country artist, male. And then and then favorite female country artist.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Beyonce.
Thank Texas.
She also won Best Country Album. So that's your American Music Awards.
MAGA!
Thank you, Mr. President.
Certainly not country.
Mm-hmm. So are you fed up with adulting, paying bills, being mature, all those things? Well, it can't be challenging and downright scary. Fear not. We've got a class for that, KB. Mm. Two different schools, the Toronto Metropolitan University as well as the University of Waterloo, are now offering online lessons and toolkits to tackle issues like budgets, healthy relationships, and other skills that you're going to need to transition into adulthood. This is aimed straight at Generation Z. I think it could be good for anyone. Because I hate adulting.
Plus, yeah. Yeah, can I get the details on that?
No
Ken Butner.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, after eating a lot this weekend, America, nobody probably did more than Joey Chestnut. He did another one.
Ooh.
Recently broke the popcorn eating record. That's got to be a tough one.
Ooh.
He did it in Terre Haute, Indiana. 110 pounds of popcorn and
what?
Ate it all in just over 11 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Just over 11 minutes, 110 pounds of popcorn. He had the previous record, by the way. Of course he did. Did more than I did this weekend. And then one of the more disturbing things is it didn't take much of a Memorial Day weekend off. The Diddy trial continues. By the way, Kid Cudi says that Diddy broke into his house, and one of the things he did was unwrap all the Christmas gifts.
Are you serious?
I mean, that's that's cold.
No, but it's like all these accusations are just so black.
Nothing maybe trumps this, though. One of the most disturbing things to come out of it is the revelation that Diddy puts applesauce on his cheeseburgers. So, I mean, I think at this point he's just guilty of so many things, right?
See you at the movies.
Yeah, maybe that's the worst.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.